My fellow Americans and citizens of Earth, I stand before you tonight from the Oval Office to share a truth that will forever change humanity. For over 7 decades, we have kept a profound secret. The time has come for full disclosure.
I can now officially confirm that we are not alone. Advanced extraterrestrial civilizations exist. They have been visiting Earth for thousands of years. Their presence has been documented and studied by our military and intelligence communities. Since the Roswell incident in 1947, we have recovered multiple extraterrestrial craft. We have studied their advanced technology. We have established contact with several species who travel here from distant star systems.
Their languages, customs, and philosophies have given us a glimpse into the potential of our shared existence.
Their vessels defy our laws of physics, moving seamlessly through air, space, and water.
They have bases deep within our oceans, observing posts on the far side of the moon, and facilities we are only now discovering.
The discoveries we have made within these vessels hint at a universe teeming with life and possibility.
Tonight marks the end of government secrecy, the beginning of a new chapter for Earth. Our cosmic neighbors have offered their help to solve our most pressing world challenges. They bring technologies to heal our planet, to purify our air and water, and to create abundance where there was once scarcity.
We are ready to join the galactic community, but this responsibility requires our collective effort.
Let us not view this moment with fear, but with wonder and hope.
Together, we will rise to meet this challenge.
Together, we will prove ourselves worthy of this opportunity. From this moment forward, everything we thought we knew changes.
Our history books will be rewritten.
Our science will advance exponentially as we embrace our cosmic heritage. Let it be recorded that on this historic night, Earth officially joined the galactic community.
We are not alone in the vast universe. We never were, never will be again. A new dawn for humanity begins now.
May humanity thrive, and may all living beings flourish in peace and unity. May our journey among the stars lead us not to division, but to unity.
God bless our shared home. God bless all life in the infinite cosmos.
The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, our special guest is Stephen Bassett, the executive director of the Paradigm Research Group and one of the most determined advocates for government transparency regarding extraterrestrial phenomena. Since founding PRG in 1996, Stephen has dedicated his life to breaking what is known as the truth embargo, the government's suppression of information concerning extraterrestrial engagement with humanity. He is an outspoken proponent of disclosure, the formal acknowledgement by government leaders of extraterrestrial contact. Stephen has played a pivotal role in elevating the conversation surrounding UFOs, now known as UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, USOs, unidentified submerged objects, and extraterrestrial life, topics that have long been relegated to fringe discussions. In 2013, PRG organized the Citizen Hearing on Disclosure at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., where former members of Congress heard from experts about the evidence supporting the extraterrestrial presence. His tireless advocacy extends into the political realm as well, through two significant initiatives launched in 2014 that sought to bring the extraterrestrial issue into congressional hearings and to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential campaigns. As we face growing world media attention on the topic of UAPs, USOs, recent congressional hearings, and a rising number of credible whistleblowers stepping forward, the question of extraterrestrial life has moved from the realm of conspiracy theories to a matter of serious public and governmental discussion. With these developments, we find ourselves asking, are we on the verge of an official government statement declaring we are not alone? Or is there a deeper, more complex truth hidden beneath the surface of these revelations. Tonight, Stephen and I will discuss the significance of these recent events, explore the role of governments and military organizations in shaping this narrative, and dive into the tantalizing possibility that extraterrestrial beings could be among us, both in the skies and beneath the waters. Stephen Bassett is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is paradigmresearchgroup.org, and directly from Washington, D.C., I'd like to welcome Stephen Bassett. Hello, Stephen. Welcome back. How are you?
I know. It's good to be with you again.
It's such a pleasure to have you back, Steve. I always reminisce of the fact that you were my very first interview after I interviewed Milton Torres, which was a souvenir call, but you are the real first one, and you're still kicking, you're still pushing forward, you still want what I want, the truth. What has evolved in the disclosure movement since we last talked in 2021?
2021, huh? Interesting. 4 years, okay. Well, everything. The 2021, the last 4 years, but really the last five, we'll go back to July of 2020, things got kicked into high gear. And we're now in what I call the end game. If this is a chess game, we're in the end game. Final moves, checkmate is imminent. But it really began in 17, as you know. History is going to treat it this way. It may not yet, but I'm confident it will. When the New York Times articles came out regarding this group that had emerged and provided this information, and they basically just definitely stepped finally into this issue in a way that was appropriate. They'd written about it before, but those two articles were historical, and they tripped a switch that launched a whole lot of things that have taken us to where we are now. The first 2 years, or a year and a half after, 17, 18. Yeah, the first 2 years after the To the Stars Academy launched, you had a lot going on behind the scenes and a lot of media coverage. But the substantive stuff, the final result, because this kind of thing takes time. This is history at the highest level. Finally started to emerge, and that was in mid-July. And the milestone there was Marco Rubio, at that time, the chairman of the Senate Intel Committee, said, let's put a piece of legislation in here regarding UAP. And that's what they did. Slipped it into the COVID, $2 trillion COVID bill, which no one was going to vote against. So that baby was going to make it through. And it called for a report in 2021, June the 25th, and so forth. A mild beginning, a modest beginning, but yet the first piece of legislation ever on this issue in the history of it, going all the way back to, you know, ancient Egypt. So from that point on, we've been in a steady progress moving forward in all of the ways you would expect for an issue of this magnitude to be resolved and brought to culmination. There have, you know, major pieces of legislation that have emerged out of activist movements have happened in the past, but it may take 50, 60, 70 years to get that legislation, to get the government to make a change. Could be a constitutional amendment. It could be a civil rights act. Pick something. They don't come easy. And this issue is bigger and more complicated, no disrespect intended, to every issue that I am aware of in the history of the human race in terms of trying to get the king, the emperor, whatever, to do something, or your democratically represented government. This is it. This is nothing bigger than this. And so it gets underway in that July, And then what follows are four tranches of legislation, each one bigger than the other, in a row. Took effect in 21, 22, 23, and 24. Then in 23, we had the first hearing. Actually, we had a couple of what we'll call small hearings prior to this one, which it's hard to call them hearings, but technically they were. Moultrie Bray came up in 2021 and spoke to one of the committees. I forget which one it was. Nothing much happened there, but it was technically a hearing, the first one since 1966, 55 years, or maybe 54 years. And then since then, we've had seven more, including two major ones, unprecedented. Okay. And then the coverage further exploded. In the last 7 years, going back to December of 2017, in my print media archive, find it on my website, I've now logged in 7,000 articles, mainstream media, reasonable, not out there, not fringe, English language only, but that covers a lot of countries. And silly stuff, typical lights in the sky stuff, no. So these 7,000 articles are triaged from about maybe 15,000 articles to give you a perspective of how much coverage there is. There's huge amounts of coverage. If you're paying attention, you see it. If you're not, you may not know this. So all of that has been happening. And then, of course, probably the most significant breakthrough since the December articles in December 2017 articles in the New York Times occurred in June of 2023. So it's only been about 16 months ago. There have been a lot of things that had happened prior to that, no question. But this one stood out. And that is, of course, the unexpected emergence of David Grush. Came forward as a whistleblower, self-proclaimed, with extraordinary information, went to some lengths, kind of like what happened with the To the Stars back in 2017, but I think it took him much longer to finally get to where he had to get, but came forward with information delivered via initially an article in the Debrief, appropriately authored by Ralph Blumenthal and Leslie Kane, and then an interview with Ross Coulthard, another excellent choice. And boom, dropped an ontological grenade into our party, namely that I was in the UAP task force. I have a background, high clearance, a USAP, unacknowledged special access program, individual or individuals confirmed to me that we have the non-human tech and non-human bodies that a lot of people know we've had for decades. I then verified that with other individuals who had clearance in other areas that I knew from my career. They said, oh, yeah, that's true. And he took it to the Intel Committee and things started happening and he was getting harassed. So he goes to the Inspector General. He gets essentially help there, meaning the Inspector General clearly confirmed that what he got was true. Otherwise, he's not going to get any help. And then ultimately, he's not getting treated well. He's getting death threats. He comes forward June the 5th, 2023. Boom. So it took 39 days for the next major thing to follow that. And that was when Chuck Schumer, Majority Leader Schumer, almost certainly in response to what Grush's emergence with his information about non-human tech, non-human bodies, submitted what was going to be the fourth major piece of legislation. And it was the cat's meow, the piece de resistance. It was it. It had everything a bill needed to have to, quote, assuming we have disclosure, right? Because it will be a little hard to work that bill appropriately if we haven't got confirmation from the president. It'd be like pulling teeth for the next 20 years. Everything you needed to get everything out and in the public. The works, the docs, the information, arrangements, treaties, deals, bodies, craft, everything would come out. The process by which it would happen was outlined. The way it would be monitored and regulated and appropriately dealt with in a responsible way, all there. Some witness protections, all of it. It was it. And that was basically Schumer's way of dealing with Grush. What ultimately happened is that bill was pared back. And that was a lot of big story there. And we move into 2024. But before we do that, the next major development that's taken us where we are is that really for the first time, And there had been some of this in the past. The Congress of the United States got serious. Not that Stephen Schiff wasn't serious. He was, but he had no chance to make any progress. This was real. Members of the House, as it turned out, members that were on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Oversight Committee, some on both, led by Congressman Burchett, Congresswoman Mace, Congresswoman Luna, a few others, just jumped into the issue. Now, I assure you, plenty of members of Congress over the decades have known the ET presence is real. Absolutely. In fact, if we knew how many actually figured it out, we'd be shocked. But most of them are dead, and the rest are probably not going to say, but it's a big number. And so this group, particularly Tim Burchett, said, look, I'm the kind of guy that, like, I say what I mean what I say, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I don't give a damn what the DOD thinks or anybody else thinks. I was elected. I'm pretty safe in my seat, whatever. And so he just immediately goes at the issue and starts going on television. Others had done this and saying flat out, we've got BTs here. We've got this presence, right? And we're not getting the truth. He did it repeatedly. Okay, good. Others started saying things. And before you know it, a group on that subcommittee, including Burchett, Mason, Luna, primarily, with certainly the help of Grossman, the chairman, and then Democratic members as well, Moskowitz, Garcia. But these are the leaders. In other words, the leaders of this movement congressionally have been for some time very conservative Republicans of the House of Representatives. That's the way it is. They hold a hearing. This is the real deal. Not just a briefing, it's the real hearing, and it's the Grush hearing. And that's on July the 26th, and that was a really big deal. That's another major move in the chess game. And that launched a huge number of articles and all manner of other engagements. It accelerated everything forward as we move towards the next piece of legislation, which was submitted again by Schumer. But then the pushback began. I knew it would happen. When you get close to the goal line is when the defense stiffens up, right? It's really hard to score in the red zone, 20 yards out. And so we got pushback from the defense contractors. We got pushback from certain people in the Department of Defense that said, slow this down, you know, wait a minute. And what's different about this as opposed to, say, 1969 and other efforts to thwart this, slow it down, is that this is the age of the internet. It's the age of surveillance, too, as anybody who commits a major crime should pretty much know by now. So, you know, don't do it. But, oh, that pushback was just completely exposed and available online. Watch the whole thing. It turned out to be just a silly embarrassment on the part of the Department of Defense. Didn't help. But they gave it a shot. In other words, end game, you start making desperate moves. You know, checkmate could be coming. So you're looking for something special, whatever. You got to defend, you know, hold off the inevitable. Well, that's what they were doing. They cut the bill. Kirkpatrick attacked Grush. Ultimately, he said, "I quit," and I don't blame him because he had an awful situation. I don't know how he handled it, frankly. Then they created a phony report and so forth. So they're pushing back, but nevertheless, it didn't matter. Continued to advance. So for the last year and a half, we've been into a headwind. But not stopping. It's an inevitable thing that is happening. And we could have had disclosure 17 months ago, easy, even a year ago. But at some point, this difficult process got overtaken by both domestic political circumstances as well as dramatic foreign circumstances. And hey, I get it. You know, this issue is paramount to me, but it's not the only issue in the world. And there's a lot of pretty complex things going on. And so that pushed it back. Once the election neared, definitely pushed it back. But yet, even in the waning days of the current administration, the House held another hearing, which was more powerful than the first, from my perspective, with four witnesses. Packed audience, filled up the hall, filled up the viewing room, live streamed by 7 or 8 different media to the world, available online, probably going to be seen by millions of people, right? This one was led by Congresswoman Mace. The first one was led by...
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.